This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The long-term effects of oil contamination in fragile coastal habitats is a legacy of pollution that no amount of heroic bird cleaning and animal rescuing can fix. While officials in Santa Barbara, California, continue the animal triage operations to clean up last week's oil spill along that coastline, scientists say they can link the deaths of an unprecedented number of bottlenose dolphins to the long-term effects of the Deepwater Horizon oil disaster of 2010. The dolphins were found dead along the shorelines of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama with severe lesions in their lungs and damage to their adrenal cortex, which regulates essential body functions like metabolism and stress response. Researchers say these symptoms are consistent with exposure to petroleum. BP says they are probably caused by common respiratory ailments. Kathleen Colgrove is the study's lead veterinary pathologist based at the University of Illinois. What have you found here, Kathleen?
Thanks, John, for having me. So first off, as you were saying, since early 2010, there's been a large mortality event in the Gulf of Mexico that's primarily involved bottlenose dolphins. And this mortality event has actually lasted longer than any other mortality event in the Gulf of Mexico on record. And of course, with the oil spill occurring in the early months of the mortality event, it naturally raised questions as to whether the oil spill could have caused the poor health and the deaths that we were seeing in the dolphins. And so our investigation is actually part of a very large national resource damage assessment investigation that has been ongoing since the oil spill.
I mean, what you're looking at here is not unlike the crash of the bee population. You're trying to figure out what's going on, and in the middle of everything is the BP contamination, right?
Exactly. So we looked at tissues from dead dolphins to determine illnesses and cause of death. And then we compared those findings to dolphins that had stranded in other areas that were not exposed to oil. And in our investigation, we found that the dolphins that stranded and died after the oil spill were more likely to have distinct adrenal gland and lung abnormalities compared to these other dolphins that were not exposed to oil. Now, these abnormalities, importantly, are very consistent with abnormalities that have been seen in other animals following petroleum oil exposure.
What do you make of BP's contention there is no causal link and that these are common respiratory ailments?
So really, we're not commenting on BP's statement. What we're really focusing on is the results of our study that's gone through a very rigorous peer review process. And again, what we've done is we've detected these adrenal gland and lung abnormalities in these dead dolphins. We've also looked at other factors that can cause dolphin die-offs. And we found that those factors did not play a major role in the deaths in this investigation. And then through a previous study, we also looked at where the dolphins were actually stranding within the Gulf of Mexico, and we found that where there was more oil exposure, there's been more dolphin strandings. Where there's been less oil exposure, there's been less dolphin strandings. So really, evidence to date indicates that there's really no feasible alternative to explain these distinct abnormalities and the increase in deaths in the Gulf of Mexico dolphins.
Any suggestion of what might be done to prevent damage to populations like this? They're not like seabirds that you can collect from the beaches, right?
Exactly, and it's really difficult. It's impractical to really treat wild dolphins. So what we're really focusing our efforts on right now is continuing to monitor the dolphin's condition to better understand how the long-term effects will affect the dolphins. And the goal of the natural resources damage assessment process is to determine the appropriate amount and type of restoration that will offset the impacts that have occurred to natural resources like dolphins. And so there's an active restoration planning effort underway to actually do this.
How to deal with the decline of the bottlenose dolphin population in the Gulf of Mexico. The lead veterinary pathologist studying the matter is based at the University of Illinois. We've been talking with Kathleen Colgrove. Kathleen, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.